to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today marks the birthday of our nation's first president, George Washington. Western New England College's Associate Professor of History, John Back, tells us more about our founding father.
If Americans take some time to reflect on George Washington when they are enjoying a day off, they usually think of him as the father of his country. But what does this mean? Is he the somber figure in a powdered wig who presided over the drafting of the Constitution? Is he the cloaked general leading his troops across an icy river? Is he the impossibly virtuous boy of legend who could not tell a lie? Well, none of these images describe the real George Washington. He was a man who preferred the saddle to ceremonies, who would rather draw surveyor maps than battle plans, who lacked the formal education to contribute to the new Constitution, and who must have told lies since he enjoyed playing cards. But George Washington had a role to play as the symbolic parent to a young American nation, a parent who was always strong and confident and virtuous. He accepted the burdens of this role, putting aside his own desire to live the life of a country gentleman. During the Revolutionary War, he was a figure of calm for an army and fledgling nation plagued with doubts. During his presidency, he acted like a demigod because Americans needed someone to worship. And he left the presidency after two terms rather than staying for life because he believed the country had grown up enough. A young America needed a father, and George Washington played that role to perfection. Let us wish him well on his birthday.
That was Western New England College's John Back. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Yet find us fearful shades indeed inspired by Washington. Mysterious, unexampled, incomprehensible. The blundering schemes of Britain, their downfall well foretell. Like lions roar and grumble.